This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I was about to lean over there and hit a hotkey, except I don't have one for this hour. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is for newbies. If you are a newbie gun owner, I'm going to point out some things that every concealed carrier should always carry. If you're one of these newbies. And it's very simple. A gun, a comfortable holster, and a phone are the basic tools you need for daily concealed carry. If you sort those out, you're going to be good to go. But there's also skills that have to go along with this. And for the newbies, this is definitely, you know, paramount. People, you know, if you're new to this, I know you are going to want to be gently led into the world of armed self-defense. If you are somebody out there, that somebody that's already mastered these skills, share what I'm about to say. The very first rule is that using your firearm should always be the very last resort. But if you can't avoid it, there's three must-have techniques if you find yourself in a situation in which you have to use your gun defensively that you need to develop. Now, estimates of defensive gun uses vary. The CDC, they're very helpful when they narrowed it down between 60,000 and 3 million. Depending on who's doing the counting. And that's not the number of shootings per year. In the vast majority of cases, an armed good guy brings his or her firearm to bear on the bad guys, and the perpetrator thinks better of their plans for assault, rape, or robbery, and they leave fast. No matter what happens in a defensive gun use, you have to be prepared to shoot someone who poses an imminent credible threat of death or grievous bodily harm. That's the message a pointed gun sends, and it can be quite effective. And to appear to be prepared, you have to get your gun from wherever it is that you carry it to a firing position quickly and efficiently. There is no secret to this. It is a simple matter of practice. And the draw and the reholstering of the gun are like the takeoff and the landing of an airplane. This is where most of the accidents happen, where you hear about shooters shooting themselves on the draw and on the reholster. So you can start at home, wear your normal concealment clothes and your carry system, which is gun and holster, unload your gun, put the ammo in another room, and return and safety check your gun. Again, find a safe direction to aim your weapon, which would happen if you just want to make sure you don't accidentally fire it. If there isn't one, find someplace else to practice. Then draw from concealment. Don't dry fire your weapon. Keep your finger off the trigger. Just draw your gun and aim at a target about 3 yards away. You need to have a grip, a good grip from start to finish and the target in your sights. Then, you know, whether it gets colder or hotter, and you change your clothes for the weather, practice with whatever you wear in the real world, including jackets and gloves. I don't ever wear gloves. I always have pockets that I can stick my hands in to warm. And then you can practice drawing at a gun range, but ask if you can do it, because it's not always a slam dunk. And wear your concealment clothes and begin with an unloaded gun. Keep your finger off the trigger. Draw, aim, reholster. Then draw and dry fire. Then slowly practice with a loaded gun and vary between firing and not firing. And this is critical. You don't want to train yourself to fire your gun every time you draw your gun from concealment. You got to give them time to stop. In post-defensive gun use interviews, many armed self-defenders say they have no idea how their gun got into their hands. And if you practice drawing from concealment, not only will you be fast and efficient, but you'll have a good firing grip and your sights will be on target naturally and automatically. That's a big life-saving advantage. Movement. If somebody is rushing at you from 10 yards away wielding a knife, could you draw your gun from concealment before they stabbed you? Well, no, not standing still. You need to move out of the way as quickly as possible, and then draw your gun if you can. And if you need to, if you and your loved ones can move quickly away from a threat, you may not need your gun. And that's a good result. And whether you end up shooting to stop a lethal threat or not, moving is more important than shooting. Gun or no gun, if you're standing still, you're a sitting duck. This can't be emphasized enough. Movement equals life. Standing still equals death. That simple. And the sooner you start moving, the better your chances of survival. And, of course, the whole moving thing raises some important questions, like moving to where? If I'm moving before or as I'm shooting, don't I have to practice moving and shooting? And if I don't have to practice drawing from concealment when I'm standing still, do I? Now I got to do it when I'm moving too. And the answer to all of those questions is yes, 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 and yes. Which raises some very difficult, not to say controversial, training issues. I do not recommend training for an armed self-defense situation at a traditional or square gun range. Anytime you practice shooting without moving, you're training yourself to shoot without moving. If that becomes instinctive, that's what you'll probably do in a defensive gun use. Either that or you'll try to move and draw and shoot and not be very good at it. Find a range, take a concealed carry class where you can move and draw and shoot. It's better to practice your draw at home and move and shoot twice a year than it is to shoot at a piece of paper at a square range once a week. If you're practicing alone, again, start slowly. There's no rush, no need to think of a gunfight as a Wild West shootout. If push comes to ballistic shove, adrenaline is going to speed up your technique. Alternatively, and at the same time, apply this movement to your in-home drawing from concealment practice. Draw and move. A good class to go take to have that hammered into your head is the tactical response fighting pistol class. Because the first thing you do is you're yelling stop and you're moving. Then, when everything hits the fan in a defensive gun use, you do not want to be someplace where the bad guy can reach out and touch you with a round or with an edged weapon or a blunt instrument or head and fist, feet, or elbows. To avoid death or grievous bodily harm, you want to move away from the threat and get behind cover or concealment as soon as humanly possible. Cover is a place behind an object that can stop bullets. That's cement, brick walls, a car's engine block, trees, sides of ditches. Concealment means a place where the bad guy can't see you. Cars, trees, clothing racks, doors, desks. Cover is best, but don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Proximity is all. The quicker you get out of the way and or hidden, perhaps keeping your gun into the fight at the same time, the better. That said, you may be with unarmed innocence when you know what gets real. Not only do you have to move away from the threat, they do too. And that may not be possible. In that case, you have to physically grab or push your compadres towards safety. And in some cases, that could be away from you. Because your gun is a bad guy and a bullet magnet. Either that or leave the friendlies, forget about cover or concealment, and move towards a threat. Remember this, gun ranges are not the real world. They lack a variety of real-life objects and obstacles that can afford an armed self-defender cover or concealment. Equally, we often go to places with minimal or no concealment. And other than force-on-force training facilities, you're left without mental practice. So in other words, you have to think about cover and concealment, preferably before you need it. That means you got to look around your surroundings. All the training that brings all of this about, all of it's fun. Very useful to learn. All of it can save your life. Draw, move, and find cover concealment. That's a fine foundation to begin with, a stepping stone to further education. That's worth what you paid for it, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Meister.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Live, this is Lock and Load. You know, the Biden gun control plan in a lot of ways is somewhat unworkable, if you think about it. First of all, it would violate the Constitution. What he wants to do is he wants to both ban and buy back legally purchased firearms and magazines, which I just told you how many of them there were. and you know, this clearly falls within the Heller part, the Heller description of common use, which would also be a bit of a problem. And as you'll see in, you know, when you look at the latest figures, all of these purposes that people have this stuff is for lawful purposes, and it falls under the protections offered by the Second Amendment. So let's set aside the constitutional issue with Biden's desire to criminalize the possession of commonly owned rifles and magazines for a moment, and just focus on the logistics of his would-be ban. Now, as I told you earlier when I was talking about the NSSF figures, Biden's ban would encompass well over 170 million items that would either have to be turned over to the government or registered under the NFA. Just to reiterate what I was talking about, since 1990, there's 20 million personal defense weapons, which are semi-automatic firearms fed by a box magazine, in circulation today. Approximately 71.2 million pistol magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds, and 79.2 million rifle magazines capable of holding 30 or more rounds in circulation. Under Biden's proposed gun and magazine ban, every one of those guns and magazines would be prohibited by federal law, and possession of an unregistered rifle or large-capacity magazine would be subject to a violation of the National Firearms Act. Possession of an unregistered NFA item is punishable by 10 years in prison or a $250,000 fine. So we're talking about turning more than 170 million items that are currently in the lawful possession of tens of millions of gun owners into illicit substances that would land them in the federal penitentiary for a decade. Now, this was never brought up on the campaign trail or the debate stage, and the vast majority of Americans have no idea what his war on guns would really look like. But if Biden is sworn into office and start making moves towards PDWs, they're going to find out, because many of them would be turned into criminals themselves unless they handed over or registered their lawfully purchased weapons. This is presuming mass cooperation. Even with mass cooperation, putting this plan into action would be a logistical nightmare. He hasn't said how much money his compensated confiscation effort would pay for each firearm or magazine turned in, but at $500 per gun and 10 per magazine, the cost alone would be more than $11 billion. Then there's the obvious. A lot of Americans aren't going to hand over their guns and magazines. And we'll play devil's advocate, and let's just say half of the current owners of these items decide instead that they're going to register rifles and various magazines with the government under the NFA. How is the ATF going to deal with the flood of applications? In 2016, they processed about 2.5 million NFA forms. If just half of the guns and magazines that fall under Biden's proposed ban were to be registered with the ATF, they'd be faced with an avalanche of 86 million forms to process. It would take years to clear out the backlog, and in the meantime, what happens to the gun owner who hasn't yet been approved to maintain possession of their guns and magazines when the ban would take effect? And there's another logistical nightmare looming for gun banners if they try to put his ban into effect. According to Biden himself, owners of high-capacity magazines would be able to register them under the NFA, but he never explains how that's going to be possible because magazines don't have serial numbers. There's no real way to identify a particular magazine that would make it possible to register one. According to PolitiFact, Biden's team says they haven't quite worked out the details. But they did say, the campaign told us that it defines high-capacity magazines as those that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. However, a spokesperson also said the campaign has not yet ironed out some of the finer details on magazines, such as if owners would be charged per unit. There's also a question of how Biden administration would define assault weapons and whether it would include all semi-automatic firearms as the post says. A Biden campaign spokesperson told us that the price definition of assault weapon would also be worked out during the legislative process. Now, you can expect them to define that as broadly as possible. And, in fact, any ban will most likely include not just rifles, but AR-style pistols and most pistol-caliber carbines as well. But Team Biden also still seems blissfully unaware of the fact that it's going to be virtually impossible to register the more than 150 million magazines that would fall under the definition of high capacity. As a cost to gun owners, which registering an NFII item typically costs $200 for each item, PolitiFact does note that under the Gun Control Act of 1968, the ATF can issue a 90-day amnesty where individuals can register NFA items without paying the $200 tax stamp. So it's possible that Democrats would waive the cost and sacrifice the $34 billion they'd stand to gain if every firearm and magazine affected by the ban was actually registered with the federal government. That's a little bit like saying, I just don't see that. I highly doubt that the anti-gun politicians would miss the opportunity to make money out of the pockets of a legal gun owner, but the potential for an amnesty does exist, however unlikely. And the real problem for Biden and his anti-gun allies, of course, is that the vast majority of us are unlikely to comply with either one of the demands. We're not going to hand... Ask how that worked out in New York. I'll wait. They won't hand the guns in, and they won't register them with the federal government. We've already seen that in New Jersey and New York, and there's no reason why the gun owners across the country wouldn't respond to Biden's ban in the same fashion. They don't know where they're at. This leads us into the difficulties of enforcing a popular and broadly ignored law, but that's probably something else to discuss another day. It's not like they haven't thrown the cops under the bus or something. Suffice to say, just the logistics alone, if a large number of gun owners actually did cooperate with the ban, are nothing compared to the issues that would arise with the massive and widespread noncompliance that we're far more likely to see if his gun and magazine ban becomes a reality. See, it's never going to be a slam dunk. It's never going to be a slam dunk. And, there's lots of problems with all of this stuff. That doesn't mean they won't try. It never goes away. It never, ever, ever goes away. Never, ever, ever, ever. Never, ever. I think you got my point. It just hasn't been very well thought through. That's the thing that I just keep coming back to. It makes me shake my head. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new acting defense secretary is officially announcing troop drawdowns in Afghanistan and Iraq that'll happen by January 15th.
Our forces, their size in Afghanistan will be 2,500 troops. Our force size in Iraq will also be 2,500 by that same date.
Christopher Miller insisting the move doesn't mean U.S. policy or objectives are being changed. Miller took over after the president fired former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last week. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has rejected the Trump campaign's claim that Republicans lacked access to Philadelphia's vote count proceedings. The ruling was 5-2 against the campaign. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 167 points, finishing at 29,783. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate has a lot to do before the year is over. The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate and saying coronavirus relief aid needs to be done. And Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa will quarantine after being exposed to the coronavirus. The Iowa Republican saying he's waiting for his test results, but adds he's feeling fine and isn't dealing with any symptoms. The widow of a victim of the 2018 Madry Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting in Florida is the school's newest at-large board member. Debbie Hickson saying she wanted to give back to the community that showed her so much support.
Since that fateful day, you have been there for me, lifting me up, supporting me, and encouraging me. Now, I am here for you. This is my opportunity to show my appreciation, and I will not let you down.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Recently in Canada, unfortunately, there was a fatal shooting of a 12-year-old boy in the New York area of Greater Toronto. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told a press conference there will be new gun control legislation soon. But Toronto Sun columnist Brian Lilly essentially cracked the code over the weekend when he wrote, "The Trudeau government insists they are dealing with gun crime, and of course their idea of dealing with gun crime is to seize guns, not deal with criminals. And the only guns they know how to seize are the ones owned by legal gun owners." Now when people get out there and say, well, got to deal with gun crime. And it's not that hard to crack the code, you know, because the code is primarily to go after the low-hanging fruit. It's always about the low-hanging fruit. And one of the reasons they go after, you know, for politicians, it's a no-brainer. Criminals will fight back. Several lines later in his article, Lilly notes that Trudeau has been spouting the standard boilerplate comments politicians make. The Prime Minister reminded Canadians, "We made a commitment to ban military-style assault weapons, and we have." But Lilly observes that that will be cold comfort to the family of the little boy or any of the other people who've lost loved ones over the last year in Toronto or any other place where gun violence has erupted. Trudeau's plan was never about dealing with gangsters who use guns to shoot up the streets. It's always been about making the public feel they had done something about gun crime. It's always an optic, people. If you want to do something about gun crime, as Sam Kennison would say, you have to go where the food is. And in the case of the food and with gun crime, like say Chicago. Chicago, they know exactly where those guys are. They know who they are. There's between, I think I've read, 1,700 to 1,900 hardcore players in the gangs in a certain area of Chicago. They know where they are. The reason they are still there is because there is a revolving door that occurs in Chicago justice, or lack of, where somebody can shoot at a cop, for example, and then be out in a few days. And then, of course, you know, it's it becomes one of those things where you're sitting there going, well, he didn't show up for court. He lied to us. Readers sided with Mr. Lilly's perspective. And it's a signal that gun owners north of the border, where there is no Second Amendment protection of the fundamental right to keep and bear arms, are also wise to the failure of gun control laws to produce desired results. Gun control never stops crime because it never addresses crime. If you're going to seize guns from someone, then go seize them from someone who can't legally own them. It's pretty simple. I didn't have to graduate from MIT to figure that part out. Instead, as Lilly writes, taking guns away from license owners won't stop gangsters, though. Taking guns away from gangsters might, but that is difficult, and so the government doesn't act on that. And despite promising more than $250 million to deal with gun crime in the last election, that money has not been spent, he continued. The gun ban was announced, though, effectively making many of the more than 2 million legal and licensed gun owners into criminals with the stroke of a pen without doing a thing to stop gun crime. Many Canadians, most Canadians, at least those living in the eastern provinces, haven't forgotten the 22-hour rampage in mid-April by killer Gabriel Wortmann. He murdered 22 people, including female Mountie Heidi Stevenson. He was subsequently killed in a confrontation with other RCMP officers. And after that killing spree, Trudeau announced a ban on hundreds of firearms similar to types used by the killer and obtained illegally. That'll show him. Two people are in custody for the 12-year-old slaying, which is good. They are identified as Jawayne Smart, 25, and Rashawn Chambers, 24. Lilly described them as convicted criminals prohibited from owning firearms. Now, if you open any newspaper in the United States or read stories online, and chances are good, if there's a crime story involving firearms, the suspects have criminal histories that would preclude them from possessing firearms. This pulls us into the conversation around here to the United States, where Joe Biden is being hailed as the winner of the November 3rd presidential election. Critics contend they have evidence of widespread irregularities, but they're being rather slow in producing it. And he's already proposed sweeping gun control, like I already mentioned. His plan to end gun violence is what gun rights activists consider a wish list of all gun control measures, and the prohibition lobby has been demanding. But once again, and this is the thing about gun control. Gun control is only one thing. Gun control is an attack on a behavior of the law-abiding. They're going to prohibit you from being able to own a... They're going to ban a certain item. Now, we see that from time to time, right? We see them ban items for the good of society. But like Trudeau, Biden appears ready to penalize the honest gun owners for crimes they did not commit. Canada already institutes many of the gun control schemes that anti-gunners in the U.S. advocate. And despite that, what, you know, when you consider what happened to a 12-year-old last week, the formula hasn't worked any better north of the Great Lakes as it has south of the lakes because it doesn't go after criminals. You have to go after criminals. You cannot go after the law-abiding and stop crime. They're not committing crime. Anytime they get out there and say, we're going to ban our way, the first thing you should very seriously consider is you can tell them, you can tell that they're lying to you because their face is moving while they say it. You cannot ban your way into some sort of a sense of security. That just doesn't work. And for those that think it will work, for those of you out there, if you're one of those snowflakes that thinks, well, we need to ban assault weapons because to kill people, they're the, you know, they're the gun of choice of, you know, how are you going to round them up? You know, while you're, it makes me wonder what they really believe when they get out there and say, you know, people on the right, they're Hitler and they're xenophobic and transphobic and phobic and, you know, misogynistic and they're hate and they're this and they got guns and, you know, they're part of the Trump army. If you really believe that, do you think when somebody says, okay, we're going to ban this, we're just going to go, oh, okay. Sort of silly. I mean, you either really believe that or you don't. If you don't really believe it, maybe you should stop saying it because some of you do. Some of you believe it. And you're all wrong, of course. You're all wrong. But hey, you know, it's not like, you know, when we tell you you've been fooled, first of all, you get angry at the thought of being fooled, and then you get more angry at the thought of being told you've been fooled, and then you allow the being fooled part just to keep on going. That's cool. I get it. I understand it. I don't concur with you, but hey, I'm good to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Votes are still being counted in the presidential election. One thing is very clear, though. The stakes have never been higher for the Second Amendment. It is definitely in play right now. If certain things occur. Neither Democratic nominee Joe Biden nor his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris of California, believe the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms. In other words, according to them, the government may restrict law-abiding citizens' ability to possess any firearm and for any reason. And Kamala Harris argued this during the Heller case. She sent an amicus brief. She signed onto in the foundational Second Amendment case, the District of Columbia versus Heller. The filing of the Supreme Court argued that the Second Amendment does not prevent the government from issuing a complete ban on possession of operable handguns inside the home. And it's hardly surprising then that as Senator Harris co-sponsored numerous bills that would strip you of commonly owned semi-automatic firearms protected by the Second Amendment. She also recently said that mandatory buybacks, which is gun confiscation by another name, were actually a very, 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 very good idea. Now, in the meantime, what they're hoping to do here, just so you know, they want to undermine the electoral process without disarming you. Now, I understand that you're going, well, how's that going to work? Well, okay. They want you to believe they won the election and that we're just going to accept it because of the simulation. Remember the simulation? Harris is not alone in all of her shenanigans. Biden himself told a town hall audience he wouldn't have come to the same conclusions as the Supreme Court majority in the Heller case. Now, of course... the Supreme Court has affirmed, consistent with the first 150 years of constitutional scholarship on the issue, that the right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental individual right. Not only is this right fundamental to our scheme of ordered liberty in a theoretical sense, but in a real and concrete way it enables countless of us to defend our lives and our liberty and our property when the government fails to do so or when the government can't get there in time. That's a problem when they can't get there in time. Wouldn't you agree? I would agree. Now, along with this, you know, as we discuss this, you know, according to a 2013 report by the CDC, This was the one ordered by Barack Obama. Almost every major study on the issue has found that Americans use their firearms in self-defense between 500,000 and 3 million times a year. These, for the most part, are rarely reported to the police, much less make the local or national news. And for this reason, the Daily Signal each month publishes an article highlighting some of the previous month's many news stories on defensive gun use that you probably missed, and that might have not made it to the national spotlight in the first place. So I have a small portion of something called the Heritage Foundation's Interactive Defensive Gun Use Database. From the looks of this is all this year. This began October the 4th. Miami, Florida. Armed robbers stormed into a woman's home during an NBA Finals watch party, holding her friends and family, including her 7-year-old son, at gunpoint while demanding valuables. The woman, who was in the bedroom at the time, heard the commotion and retrieved her handgun from a bedroom nightstand. She confronted the robbers, and the family's home surveillance system captured the ensuing shootout. Fortunately, the armed resistance prompted the robbers to flee before they could harm anybody. October 7th, Mount Hermon, Louisiana. Following an argument with his neighbor, an irate man grabbed his handgun, went to his neighbor's house, and opened fire. The neighbor also was armed and returned fire in self-defense, possibly saving his own life. Police arrested his assailant on charges of second-degree attempted murder. October 9th, Hamtramck, Michigan. A would-be robber entered a jewelry store and stabbed the owner in the head. That's pretty hardcore, isn't it? Despite serious injuries, the store owner managed to shoot the robber 4 times in self-defense, foiling the robbery. Both were expected to recover, and the robber was in custody with criminal charges pending. October 12th, Memphis, Tennessee. 2 men posing as bounty hunters were caught on a doorbell camera, attempting to kick down the door of an apartment. The person inside fired in self-defense, preventing them from illegally entering. Local authorities are investigating. October 14th, Melbourne, Florida. A homeowner became alarmed when he saw 2 armed men step from a vehicle parked suspiciously in front of his house. When the men began walking toward the front door, he retrieved his firearm, fearing that he might have to defend himself and his property. As they approached in a menacing manner, he fired several warning shots into the ground, sending the men running back to their vehicle. Why did you shoot the ground? October 17th, Marion, Maryland. A husband broke into his estranged wife's home and fatally shot her before attacking another man who was living there. Despite his injuries, the man managed to grab his firearm and shoot his assailant in self-defense, preserving his own life. Police arrested the estranged husband, who faced charges including first-degree murder, assault, and home invasion. October 18th, Youngstown, Ohio. A designated driver for a man and a woman witnessed a physical altercation between the two in which the man eventually produced a knife to attack the woman. The driver confronted the man, but the assailant overpowered him and held the knife to his throat. At this point, the woman drew her firearm and causing the man to drop the knife and run. October 20th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A victim services advocate in Philadelphia was walking home when an armed robber accosted him. He drew his firearm and fatally shot his attacker in the chest in self-defense. I don't think that's actually how that went, but I'll have to look at that. October 23rd, Lee County, Alabama. A man got into an argument at a small gathering at someone's home, left, and returned with a gun. When he opened fire on those still there, several armed individuals returned fire, killing him before anybody else was harmed. That was a good party. October 27th, Camp Verde, Arizona. An adult man and a teenager approached a driver who was pumping gas and started a verbal altercation. The teen pulled out a gun and fired at the driver. Although wounded, he drew his own firearm and shot the teen. After both assailants fled, police found and arrested the wounded teen. And finally, October 30th, Memphis, Tennessee. A man was doing construction work on a residence when he noticed 2 thieves, both armed, stealing an air compressor from the porch. The man confronted the two as they tried to put it in their car. One thief pulled a gun and fired at the man, who told police that he dropped to the ground and returned fire, sending the two fleeing. This is a really good example. And this, you know, the way this works out, if you accept the premise of 3 million defensive gun uses per day, that's 8,000 per day. I mean, 3 million per year. If you accept that premise, it's 8,000 per day. And you can work your way down if you want to. That's fine with me. These examples of defensive gun use, and this is just last month. This is how badly the Biden-Harris team misses the mark when it comes to the Second Amendment. You know, the right to keep and bear arms becomes a matter of life and death for law-abiding Americans. And when we are rendered less safe and our rights less secure, when politicians make it harder for us to acquire the possession of the firearms with which we can most capably defend our rights and liberties, well, this is not a win. And unlike Biden and Harris, the rest of us don't get full-time armed security, courtesy of American taxpayers. And many times we don't even have the benefit of police who arrive in time to protect us. You only got yourself and your rights. And that's a thing. That's a big thing to take into consideration, especially in this day and age where they're defunding police and where they are, where the police are not rolling like they used to. Ferguson effect in place. This is bad. This is bad. And they want to take away your only means. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.